We have guitars and drums and basses and harmoniums and organs and trombones, marching drums, bells, whistles, voices.
Elvis Perkins not only goes all out with the instruments on his new album, he now has the band to play them. So instead of staying in solo territory, we're introduced to Elvis Perkins in Deerland. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Some people called Elvis Perkins' debut record Ash Wednesday melancholy. Filter magazine said it takes listeners by the hand, smacks them into reality, then reminds them they're still alive. So there's an interesting duality there. Songs that express hurt but don't take it lightly. And it's a combination that Elvis Perkins expands in sound and emotion on his latest album, Elvis Perkins in Deerland. The band is a big part of that, bringing an array of sounds and almost boisterous intensity to the songs. And during a stop at FUV, Elvis Perkins told our Alisa Ali that fun actually has something to do with the new ensemble process. That and a little arguing.
Well, recording with Deerland is a whole lot more fun than recording without Deerland. When I made the first record, it was pretty much me and my buddy Ethan Gold, who produced the thing and arranged a lot of the parts. And we had, you know, friends and some good people helping us out, but it was mostly him going mad and me sometimes joining him going mad. But with this experience, we got to sort of share that madness and the burden and the joy of it all, and you know, sort of pass ideas around and come to things in a sort of more stress-free or, you know, free of pesticide sort of way. Organic. I was going to say organic, but I didn't want to do that. But now we've done it. We've both done it. Yeah. When the moon bears the sun, the dead sea is the cemetery of the century. But hey, what a star in the evening. When I get dark on the counter man, find your way with a butcher man. But hey, just be careful out there, watch who you run into. If you're up to me, I'll
Is it difficult, though, with more cooks in the kitchen, as they say, to agree on how one song should be? I mean, what happens when you play something one way and you're like, nah, I don't like it like that, and, you know, another guy's like, but I do.
Try to compromise, I think. Either meet in the middle or fold and just go with whoever seems most opinionated.
Yeah, we seem to like to have arguments to back up our decisions, and sometimes they're... You know, sometimes there are arguments for the sake of arguments, and if you really think about the one that you're posing yourself, it doesn't make any sense or could be easily refuted. But, you know, an argument is just a way to get what you want or express what you're trying to express. So sometimes the thing itself is arbitrary, but it's a vessel to, you know, exchange the energy.
Sweep up, little sweeper boy, they are the
New live music from Elvis Perkins in Deerland. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.